Salaam alaikum. Now let's get into the story.
Gentlemen who raced into the scene to disarm one of the gunmen. We're just learning some details about him.
Watch as the Muslim hero, look how he runs up right towards the attacker, grabs him, grabs the gun, disarms the individual, and even has mercy on him. I thought he's going to take him out, but he didn't even take anybody out. He just saved the day. Doesn't matter if it was Christian, Jew, whoever it was. He saved the day. This Mustafa Ahmed Ahmed is a Muslim man who risked his life to save the people of this attack. Jewish people at that, from the Bondi Beach in Australia. He's being praised by Trump.
And in Australia, you probably read it's been a very, very brave person, actually, who went and attacked frontally one of the shooters and saved a lot of lives. So very brave person who's right now in the hospital, pretty seriously wounded. So I great respect to that man that did that.
He's praised by Piers Morgan. But here's the interesting thing. Even Piers Morgan, now he's calling him the Muslim hero, but originally he wasn't. Same thing with Trump. They're forgetting the politicians, the media figures everywhere, the people that are praising this man, the hero. But they're forgetting one thing, to add Muslim in front of that. And why is that? Listen closely, because the hate machine is usually what they would actually do if the name Ahmed, which is, by the way, mentioned in the Quran, the verbatim word of God Almighty, the Quran, that's what it is. And this is the name of one of also the final messenger sent to mankind, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, Ahmed. Now, had that name Ahmed been associated with one of the attackers, look, Islam would have been headlines all over the case, like it is with the other attackers there, who he disarmed all over the place. Islam, some Islamic, Islamism, all this nonsense, made up terms. You know, it happens all the time. But because Ahmed is the hero here, suddenly Islam doesn't matter for him. Suddenly, it's like the Hajbat twins. This dude is a hero. What? This dude? No, the dude is a Muslim, man. Suddenly, his religion is irrelevant. Look at the hypocrisy. Suddenly, Muslim disappears from the story all of a sudden. Come on, man. This is the hypocrisy that we're seeing, and we're pointing it out. And that alone exposes that narrative. So, and also, why is this human devil here giving credit to someone else?
של יהודי שמתנפל על אחד המרצחים שומט ממנו את הנשק ומציל מי יודע כמה נפשות.
This is a Muslim man who put his life on the line, and he was shot at the same time saving innocent lives. That fact alone, this here, with all the billions being spent to demonize Muslims and Islam, this heroic act by itself destroys that lie, that narrative that's been selling to the people for years. Especially now, they're pumping it up in the algorithms, pushing this hate message against Muslims and Islam. And I'm confident we know he did this because of Islam, because the Quran, when he reads it, his name is named after Prophet Muhammad. Mentioned in the Quran, chapter 5, verse 32, the man, you can go read it for yourself. Open it up. I'll give it to you as a gift. I have a gift for you at the end of this program. You can go ahead and open this verse. Verse 32, it says, whoever saves an innocent life, it is as he has saved all of humanity. That's not just a slogan. My brothers and sisters, people out there, this is a principle that we live by as submitters to God, because that's what a Muslim is, one who submits his or her will to the creator of the heavens and earth. And Islam is submission to the will of God. And so you cannot eradicate it. We're seeing all these posts on X. We need to get rid of Islam. I asked the question, how do you get rid of submission to the will of God? Explain that. And that's exactly what Ahmed, the Muslim hero, lived out, this verse from the Quran. Now we know, look, what happened in Australia, this is a tragedy. As Muslims across the board, we condemn this. Every innocent human life matters. But let's be honest, the Islam haters, they don't care about the victims. They don't. They wait for this moment, moments like this. They hope for a Muslim connection so they can push this hate, this fear-mongering. They salivate for this moments like this so they can go on X And they can start screaming Islamic this, Islamism that, like the Jones, Mr. Alex out there, spreading his hate. It seems like he's on that payroll now, as of many, getting that 7K. You know, like these made up terms. Islamist, Islamism. You know, imagine if I said like Christianist, Christianism. You'd be like, what? What is that? That's how we look at it. It's a made up term just to vilify Islam. Islam has nothing to do with this attack, except for the man who saved the innocent life, who's acting on this verse from the Quran, saving innocent life. Because if you go to the beginning of the verse, that same chapter says, whoever takes out an innocent life, it's as if he took out all of mankind. So no Muslim is going to go shooting out innocent human beings out there. No, it's not going to happen if somebody's living Islam properly, according to the Quran and the Sunnah. Now, I'm not a conspiracy guy, but people are asking legitimate questions. Look.
So this is actually insane. The Bondi shooting just happened, and just go to Google Trends and you will see the name Naveed Akram of the shooter with the ID that has been seen at the scene. His name was searched in Israel this morning at 1 a.m. 12 times. And last night at 12 a.m. Another 10 times, Naveed Akram. They had also searched him in Iran, which he's suspected to be from, last night as well. So you see, 100 plus searches December 14th, but at 9 a.m. Now, this attack didn't happen at 9 a.m., did it? So this is very suspect. Or more than 100 searches for his name. And previous to today, his name was never searched. In the past months, this is today in Australia. You can see searches coming up all today. But let's go to the past 7 days. 000 results, zero results. Oop, one result at 5 a.m. today. Guys, what the fuck is going on? False flag attack, or what do you think? It's United States. Oop, two searches this morning at 7 a.m. and then a spike of searches. Guys, I think you know what this means.
They're asking like, okay, look, how is this? This happens right as 95,000 plus pictures of Epstein-related documents, images are coming out.
Nearly 100 newly released photos from the estate of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein show the powerful circles in which Epstein operated decades ago, side by side with Donald Trump, and another with Trump flanked by a group of women. Also released a photo of Bill Clinton and Trump ally Steve Bannon, who was working on a documentary with Epstein in 2019 to help him repair his reputation. Woody Allen also appears. Also seen, former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers. The images are part of a new trove of approximately 95,000 photos.
Images are coming out. This happens. I mean, who benefits from this chaos, people are asking? Who benefits from this distraction? Who benefits from this evil tragedy? Who? I can tell you one thing, Muslims surely don't. Islam doesn't benefit from this, but someone always does. And that's a part of the story they don't want you thinking about. Assalamu alaikum.